I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Every year around this time, folks from the DNR are going spelunking. That's caving to most of us, but it's not for recreation. They're there on a mission. We'll talk more about that mission when we come back.
Are you looking for an effective way to help needy West Virginians? The Mountaineer Food Bank needs your help in support of Hunters Helping the Hungry. This program provides nutritious venison donated by deer hunters to hundreds of less fortunate families in West Virginia, and your monetary donation would greatly enhance this worthwhile effort. Call 558-2771 for more information on Hunters Helping the Hungry in West Virginia. That's 558-2771. West Virginia Hunters Helping the Hungry.
It's time for the annual winter bat survey in West Virginia. Craig Stiller is the biologist who heads up bat research for the state and leads expeditions into various mountain state caves in search of hanging mammals.
Several caves each winter to get a handle on hibernating bat populations. And in particular, we're interested in our endangered bats, the Indiana bat and the Virginia big-eared bat. And we go to caves every year, but we don't go to the same cave. We hit our endangered bat caves once every 2 years and try to get some idea of how the numbers are looking.
As Craig mentioned, two species in particular are of great interest because they are on the endangered list. But we are happy to report they are showing strong signs of improvement.
In West Virginia, our bats are doing pretty well. Indiana bats are bats that hibernate in caves, and then in the summer they roost in trees, usually under loose bark. And in West Virginia, numbers have increased. We've seen increases probably in the order of 200-300% over the past 20 years. Range-wide, they're not doing as well. Our bats tend to be doing better than the ones in the Midwest. Virginia big-eared bats are found in just four states, and the total population is probably 20,000-25,000 in the world. We probably have 10,000 in West Virginia.
Those improvements are largely due to the efforts to better manage bats. Here in West Virginia, that usually just means keeping people out of the bat's lair.
The major threats these bats have is disturbance when they're in the cave. If bats get awakened when they're in hibernation, they burn up fat reserves that they were counting on to get them through the winter. Even though they're hibernating, they're still using up body fat at a slow rate. But if they start flying, they burn it up quickly.
Now you may wonder how this seemingly impossible task is accomplished. I mean, there are a bunch of bats in those caves. It's dark, and you're trying to count them.
It can be time-consuming. One of the problems these bats have is they're very sensitive to disturbance, and that's why populations decline. So our approach is to go in there and count noses as quickly as we can. And, you know, we may just use a pointer to mark our spot so somebody can watch where we are as you move around, so you figure out where you left off. In areas where there's a large number of bats, we may actually measure the area of the cave ceiling that the bats are covering and then do an estimate of number per square foot and calculate that out, because by the time we counted all the noses, we probably have bats waking up.
I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.